Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. I'm calling it Underreacting Friday. Everybody else will overreact. I'm going to underreact today. Welcome to the program. It's a Meat Friday, and in case you're wondering, and I know you are, what do you got cooking? Well, we have grilled beef sliders. We have Thai sweet chili wings. We have buffalo chicken dip. And we have pigs in a blanket.
Yes.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yeah, pigs in a blanket, a late edition by Tyler, because we know that's in your wheelhouse,
that
Fritzy.
That is absolutely fabulous.
We have a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, and your involvement. This is a big day today for us. Obviously, it's a Meat Friday, but today we're donating proceeds from all of our merchandise to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Tunnel to Towers made the commitment to never forget 9/11. And for more information or to donate directly, you can help Tunnel to Towers Foundation at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number two, letter T.org. Our stat of the day is always brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton will do the honors with the poll question. Tyler standing by as our operator, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Say good morning to those on chat row, those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and nearly 400 cities around America carrying this award-nominated program. I felt like last night, after watching the game, when somebody says, hey, let's go to dinner, and they're going to pay. So you're not as critical of the meal because somebody's paying. And last night it felt like somebody's paying. I'm not going to be too critical about this. I'm just going to watch, just going to enjoy. I realize Ozzy Osbourne's still alive. You know, those were really important things as I'm watching the game last night. Oh, Ozzy Osbourne. Who asked for Ozzy? But he's there, so I'm okay with that.
Nobody.
So I'm watching the game. And it felt like Buffalo was at a different speed. If you're old enough to remember, you know, when you have an album or a 45 or a 78 RPM or whatever they were called, you know, it just moved faster. And it felt like the Buffalo Bills were moving faster on the turntable than the Rams were. And if I looked at the Buffalo Bills defense, I mean, that's a complete team. They look like a complete team. But we expected that. Defensive backs, very good. You up front, and then you add Von Miller, So you're looking at a team that should be the Super Bowl favorites, and they are, and they looked every bit of that. I like their receivers. I like Gabe Davis a lot. Stephon Diggs, who we had earlier in the week, looked great last night. Running backs, they have a few of them. I was a big Zach Moss fan when he was at Utah.
Yeah, you were.
And then you have Josh Allen. Josh Allen looked like the MVP favorite last night. So you can't come away going, man, Buffalo, they're good. They're the favorites. Josh Allen looked good. He's the favorite for MVP. If you have a critical eye, the critical eye is with the Rams, their offensive line. 7 sacks. I don't think Buffalo blitzed one time. They had 7 sacks without blitzing. That's really, really concerning. Matthew Stafford had a couple of interceptions. A couple were tipped. Cooper Kupp looked like Cooper Kupp. There was no running game. And then you have the defense where you go, Jalen Ramsey, pick up a white courtesy phone. Aaron Donald had a couple of moments there. But for the most part, Buffalo came in, ate the Rams lunch, stayed for dinner, and an after-dinner snack as well. But it was 10-10 at halftime. And I thought this could easily be 21 to nothing, 24 to nothing, 24 to 3. But the Rams were staying in it. And I thought, okay, well, maybe you can hold on for dear life and make this a game. And then we realized Buffalo was going to make this worse. Here's Josh Allen complimenting his defense.
That first half, being careless with the football a little bit, putting our defense in bad situations, but they bowed up for us. They gave us a chance. I mean, going in with 3 turnovers at halftime and it being even, that was a huge boost for us. We knew that if we came out and tried to execute the way we know we can execute, we were going to move the ball and score, and again, our defense played a hell of a game.
I know this is going to sound crazy. That sounds crazy, Dan. I think Josh Allen should probably take a page out of Cam Newton's book. When Cam Newton and Carolina went to the Super Bowl, Cam Newton ran the most times in his career, most attempts in his career. I'm not big on my quarterback running, but when my quarterback is that big and that fast, he's so dangerous when he's able to do that. And I know, having been around this sport for 40 years, I don't care how big or how fast, they eventually catch you. Remember Dante Culpepper? You know, I watch Josh Allen sometimes and I go, man, I see some Dante Culpepper. Because Culpepper was 6'5", probably 260, and he was going to hurt you. And then all of a sudden, he got hurt and he was never the same. But to make this Buffalo team even more dangerous and make them even more unstoppable, Josh Allen out in space, as the kids like to say, boy, that is such a lethal weapon. And I don't like my running back or my quarterback running as much, but he's going to be your leading rusher. And that might be a good thing this year. I don't know if I want it all the time, but if I want to unleash Josh Allen on the NFL, I'm like, let's go, you know, but be smart. Like, I can't imagine, you know, Sean McDermott saying to him, all right, you can run, but be smart, okay, please. You know, like when you send your kid out at night and you say, hey, be careful. Don't do anything stupid, all right? Be back by 11 o'clock. I mean, that's what you want to say to Josh Allen. Utilize your talents. I always cringe when players who are great in college and they do something a certain way, then they get to the pros and then the NFL coaches, assistant coaches go, no, we're not going to do that anymore. Like RG3. RG3, this is what you do. Just be smart or smarter, and let's see what we have. You know, Johnny Manziel, this is who you are. This is what you do. Let's see how it all plays out. I don't want to change somebody or take away one of their great weapons. Kyler Murray, utilize your legs. Lamar Jackson, utilize your leg. As long as you can, that's how we want you to perform. Go out there. That's how we want to present you. And I noticed that with Josh Allen. He is always going downhill. He attacks, and he seemed really, really, really comfortable. Dove into the end zone. You know, you're going to hold your breath. You are. If you're a Bills fan, you're just like, that's where your season hinges on him staying healthy. Because if Josh Allen is healthy, you're going to be going deep into the playoffs because the team is that good. all around. But don't be surprised. Don't overreact and say, wow, the Bills are great. You might overreact to the Rams with the offensive line. You might overreact to the lack of a running attack. Cooper Kupp continues to just dumbfound me. Like, you just watch and you go, I don't know how. Because, and even Chris Collinsworth, who played the position at a very high level, Collinsworth last night goes, I don't know how to explain it. Because he's not, I mean, he's good size, but there's nothing where you go, wow. Like, I can watch Stephon Diggs and go, okay, I get it, man. I watch Cooper Kupp and I go, huh? 12 catches? Had a great, great toe tap touchdown? And then you go, I don't, everybody knows he's going to get it. Because you have no running game. You got to get the ball out quickly. You know, you only have to cover him 5 to 7 yards. Yeah, Seton.
I think that touchdown, the toe tap touchdown that you were just talking about is part of it. Because when watching it on TV and in the moment, I was like, oh, there's no way he got 2 feet down.
Yeah.
And then when you see it in slow motion, he got 3 easily and almost a fourth down. And you're like, how are his feet that fast?
And who knew he had 3 feet?
Yeah.
But he did it. What's the poll question we have today? By the way, this program, award-nominated, never award-winning, brought to you by the great folks at Traeger Wi-Fi Technology. So I can actually, and Tyler is able to do this, he can look at his phone and he can keep an eye on what's going on the Traeger grills. That's the Wi-Fi technology. He can even raise the temperature, lower the temperature. The Traeger grill, they can tackle everything from hamburgers, hot dogs, to slow-smoked brisket, even dessert, even cocktails. Yes, Seton.
We could go with last night, the Bills were great or the Rams were bad. You had to pick one or the other.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
Now, I know we're trying to do proper reaction Friday, but if you like the Rams, is everything okay or are you off? Like, are you?
Wait, you're jumping off now?
Not me, but there's a lot of people who are off.
Oh, no, you can't. If you're a Rams fan, you can't jump off.
If you could redo your Super Bowl pick now,
yeah,
would you change it?
Would I?
No, not you.
Oh.
If you had the Rams as one of your two teams.
Yeah, I love – how many times did you hear this yesterday or last night? Yeah, this could be a Super Bowl preview. Okay, we got it.
It's a real Jimerson thing to say.
Yeah,
no
definitely
offense.
Definitely a Jimmy Jimerson.
This might not be the last time we see this matchup this year. Jalen Ramsey targeted 7 times, 6 receptions, 124 yards, wow. 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Dude got torched.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He's pacing himself. Long season.
Comeback player of the year?
Yeah. After coming back after week one? Yeah. What else do you have there, Seton? I am curious about people. Was last night about Buffalo being great or about the Rams being bad? Mm. And it does, and it should be about the Rams being bad, because Buffalo, even though I love, you know, a home dog in primetime, there was something up where the Rams were favored going into Los Angeles when they're going to bring out the Super Bowl trophy. It's a big night. You got OBJ there. Listen, Ozzy Osbourne's there. It's a big deal. I never understood Ozzy Osbourne. I loved Ozzy with the show that he did with Sharon.
Oh, God.
I love that with the little dogs. And
it's the worst.
I just was never a Black Sabbath fan.
Really?
No.
What a voice, though, man.
Yes.
The best voice.
Yes. When you, if you watch just the TV show, and then you said, hey, have you heard him sing, and you didn't know that he was in Black Sabbath, you would hear that voice, and then you'd go, there is no way that is the same guy.
But the problem with that show was, as entertaining as it was unbelievable.
Sharon!
It's like, imagine if you thought Robert Plant was this one thing where you're like, oh, my God, Robert Plant
or
is
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. And then you see him and you're like, oh, my God, that's Mick Jagger? That's what Robert Plant is like? That's what happened. It's like, whoa, that's Ozzy? They're making him look like such an idiot.
Yeah, we don't want to see our rock legends at home and they're doing horticulture.
In his pajamas and stuff.
Like, a bathrobe. He looks feeble. Yes, Paul.
I kind of thought you'd be a Sabbath guy. Paranoid? That's all.
No.
Kicks ass.
This isn't fair.
I'm not a big
what I'm going to say, because of Led Zeppelin, everybody else looked and sounded inferior.
Wow.
Even Metallica. People are like, what? You're crazy. You call yourself a rock and roll fan. I just had this aversion to those who were trying to be Led Zeppelin. That's all. It's not fair. You know, like Guns N' Roses.
It's like...
I was never a Guns N' Roses fan.
Ah.
I love Slash, but...
Just not when he played?
No. I'm not an Axl Rose fan.
But you can't, like, because you heard Led Zeppelin, now you can't like other bands because they were that good?
Yeah. Well, it's like when I saw Jenny Banshee, then there were no other women that looked good until I met my wife. So, see? I mean, Jenny Banshee is the Led Zeppelin of my romantic life.
Okay.
Even though there's no romance there. It's all in my mind. Yes, Marv?
Oh, no, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. All right.
Jenny Banshee is the Led Zeppelin and your wife is the Guns N' Roses?
No. Oh, boy. So,
the Hootie and the Blowfish?
Oh, yeah. My wife is Hootie and the Blowfish.
She's more Hootie.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
I only want to be...
Hold my hand.
Yeah. It all works perfect.
Yes, Paul.
Paradise City?
Take me down to Paradise City?
You don't turn that... I turned that up 2 days ago.
Grass is green and the girls are pretty?
Take me down to the very last city where the grass is
green and the girls show their...
You like the song.
I'm not familiar with that version.
Whoa! That's not the words.
How about we take a break? Yes, Paul.
You like Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne.
I do not.
You don't like Crazy Train?
Right, Seton? That song's fun.
I'm okay with it, but it's not like I seek it out.
I'm coming home, we'll get a little of that going tonight.
I know. It's not fair. It's absolutely not fair.
Shocking development.
Like Kiss. I don't like Kiss. I thought they were posers.
Well, that's fair.
But they were a phenomenon. Like, I get it. It's not fair. My musical taste, it's not fair.
Does posers mean awesome?
Awesomely posing. Let's take a break. Just getting started here. We'll get the phone calls, settle on our poll question. And once again, Tunnel to Towers, if you have the opportunity to buy any merchandise, we are sharing the proceeds today with Tunnel to Towers, or you can donate yourself, T2T.org. Letter T, number two, letter T.org. We thank you. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Football fans, first Sunday of the NFL season is here. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of the season. This is what you do. Bet $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Everyone can win on this early promotion. Bet an NFL team to win. If your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly. Even if your team loses, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. Get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. Promo code Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook app, official sports betting partner of the NFL. Right, Fritzy?
21 and older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rams are just the second defending Super Bowl champ in the last decade to lose their season opener. The following year, the 21-point loss, the second worst loss in a season opener by a defending champ. You have to go back to Baltimore losing at Denver 49-27. That was in 2013. So the poll question today, is it about the Rams are not good or the Bills are great?
Yes.
Okay.
That's hour one.
Is that how it's phrased? Is that how it's written there on the poll question?
Yeah. Last night, the Bills were great or the Rams were bad.
Okay. 877-3DP show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. The Bills surprised me a little bit with their greatness. But the Rams surprised me a lot more with their lack thereof. And the offensive line, I'm going to give credit to Buffalo's defensive line. Normally we look at the negative part of this, but, Ed Oliver, Rousseau, like they got, and Chris Collins were talked about this. They have defensive linemen that they rotate in and out, and they're always fresh. And defensive backfield look really solid as well. The Rams have 10 days to recover to get ready for the Falcons, and that should help out considerably going against the Falcons. As far as reaction, here's Matthew Stafford talking about just how great the Bills were.
Got to give them credit. They did a really nice job of affecting the game up front. And in the back end, did a really great job of, keeping a top on it. They just played too high safety basically the entire game, played some old school three, which I haven't seen in a long time, trying to rotate to Cooper. But, it wasn't anything earth-shattering. They just did a nice job of playing.
All right. Not a big deal. He wasn't surprised by anything. We were wondering this last night. If you look at the rosters for both teams, how many Hall of Famers played last night? So we start with Aaron Donald, Hall of Famer. Matthew Stafford winning a Super Bowl, I'm going to say that he is right there being a Hall of Famer. Josh Allen is only, 26? Feels like he's on his way. And that's always dangerous to say, especially at that position. You're like, man, that guy's on his way. Von Miller, Hall of Famer. Jalen Ramsey, Hall of Famer, although not last night. He allowed a perfect passer rating of 158.3. Targeted 7 times, allowed 6 catches.
He did as good as air?
Yes. He did as well as I could have. 124 and 2 touchdowns last night. Yes, Pauline.
I want to go back to Von Miller for a second. Remember his career, like the first half of his career, it was like J.J. Watt was the number one guy, and Von Miller felt like he was just a tick below. Like Watt would win Defensive Player of the Year, and Miller wouldn't. But Von Miller's got 115 sacks. Mm-hmm. Remember 2019, he cooled off. He had 8 sacks for Denver. And they're like, what do we do? And then he injured his ankle the next year, and they had to move on from him. He feels like he's reborn. He's not that old. He's 33, and he looks fantastic.
But they're similar. Khalil Mack and Von Miller feel like they're interchangeable, and maybe that's not fair to either one of them. I don't know what Khalil Mack's numbers are, but he had that unbelievable start. You know, 3 or 4 years, we're like, God, that guy's unbelievable. Yes, Don.
And not that he needs to have a chip on his shoulder, but they kind of thought he was done a few years ago when he left Denver. And then we saw what he did, obviously, with the Rams, and now he's still doing it. But they kind of wrote him off a couple of years ago.
Yes, Bowen.
Cooper Kupp, Hall of Famer. He entered the league a little late. He was 24 as a rookie. He's 29. He's older than people think he is. He had the Triple Crown season, put himself on the map last year.
Well, he's the same age as Stephon Diggs, I believe.
He is.
Is Diggs younger? Are they around 29, 28, 29?
28, 29, correct.
Okay. Wow. I don't know what the numbers are right now. If it's, you have to have at least 1,000 catches. But how many yards are attached to that? How many touchdowns? That's tricky with wide receivers because it feels like those numbers, we're changing what the requirements are to be a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Like 100 catches is not a big deal. Yes, he.
How much are Stephon Diggs' chances at getting in the Hall of Fame tied to Josh Allen, though, and vice versa? It feels like they're sort of intertwined. If one goes, they both go. Assuming they stay together.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have Stephon Diggs there if you're Josh Allen. Take some pressure off of him. But, yeah, they're probably same thing with Matthew Stafford elevating Cooper Kupp's numbers as well. Yeah, Pauline.
Diggs had really nice numbers, like 84 catches. He had 102 catch season in Minnesota. But his first year of Buffalo, in only 15 games, he had 127 catches, 1,500 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Mm. Another 103 last year. He's going to catch 100 in his sleep this year. And he's at 600 catches, and he's 28 years old.
Yeah. But just, it feels like 1,000 catches. That used to be, I remember Tim Brown, James Lofton. I remember when Art Monk had 889 catches or something and had a hard time getting into the Hall of Fame. But remembering Art Monk when he played with Washington, it felt like he was their go-to guy. But then you have these guys, you know, Tony Gonzalez with Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald. It just feels like those numbers are now like, what is a Hall of Fame wide receiver? What are those numbers that you have to put up? Used to be a running back was 10,000 yards. Now it feels like if you get back to 10,000 yards, you deserve to get in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Paul.
When Art Monk retired in 1995 with the Redskins, he was the leading receiver all time in catches with 940. Now he's 20th all time in less than 25 years. Here's a couple of guys that might not be going to the Hall of Fame that have over 1,000 catches. Anquan Boldin.
Boy, he was a great receiver. He just wasn't great for...
he didn't get a lot of star treatment.
Yes. Yeah.
Is Reggie Wayne going to the Hall of Fame? Not the Colts Hall of Fame, but the Hall of Fame.
He's got 1,000 catches, right?
1,070. Andre Johnson, 1,062.
See, Andre Johnson, to me, from when he was at Miami, when he went into the NFL, like, that guy was just a beast. Like, he was just every weekend it felt like, golly, he's doing it again. But he didn't get national recognition. He didn't play in very few playoff games that I can remember. And Anquan Boldin, the one play you remember is when he got absolutely annihilated on a play and somehow managed to still score a touchdown.
That dude is a boss, though.
Yeah. They're similar, though. Andre Johnson, Anquan Boldin, they just feel the same kind of wide receiver there. Yeah, Paul.
The last three guys that have 1,000 catches or more are Steve Smith, Isaac Bruce, and Hines Ward. Randy Moss is 18 shy, but his first ballot.
Feels like Hines Ward, he played for the Steelers. Great blocker. Feels like Hines Ward's going to get in the Hall of Fame. Who's the other one? Torrey Holt?
Holt's down there a bit. He's like at 920.
Well, it feels like Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce.
Package deal?
Similar?
Az Hakeem left out?
Az Hakeem is not going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Love his game. And then Steve Smith.
Steve Smith. Oh, man. He was the only weapon that Cam had. He was great. He was great. But, you know, you had Jake Delhomme. Cam's rookie year, which was an unbelievable rookie year, Steve Smith was great that year for him.
Does Steve Smith get bonus points for being 5'9". And I'm not joking. Like, extra credit for being undersized.
No, because we didn't give, like, Emmett extra credit for being slower than most running backs. Like, Emmett wasn't fast. He wasn't deceptive. I mean, he was nowhere near, you know, what Barry Sanders or Gale Sayers or those kind of guys. Like, do we do that with quarterbacks where you go, that quarterback was, like Russell Wilson, does he get extra credit for he's 6 feet tall as opposed to somebody like Josh Allen who's 6'6"? I don't think you do degree of difficulty there. Let me get some phone calls in here. Anthony in Florida. Hi, Anthony. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny. How are you?
Good, sir.
6'1", 250. 11% body fat.
Okay.
Want to comment about your Sabbath trying to be a Led Zeppelin. You weren't a Sabbath fan?
Yeah.
Growing up?
Yeah.
Sabbath was never like Led Zeppelin. They were contemporaries, totally different. Actually, were out before Led Zeppelin. And if you're a Zeppelin fan, you're most likely a Deep Purple and a Sabbath fan because of their, you know, what they gave to rock and hard rock and all the influences they had. I mean,
yeah, I just there was nothing about, you know, Ozzy, Black Sabbath. Sorry. I mean, I have no real excuse other than I just loved Led Zeppelin, the Stones, Who. But we have these conversations all the time. You know, maybe I overrate Led Zeppelin. Having seen them in concert, they were actually boring. Because back then there was no real stage show. It would be, hey, John Bonham is going to do a 27-minute drum solo. I think I'm going to go get something to drink. Jimmy Page, great guitar player. The music was great. The concert was not great. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, they talk about Led Zeppelin had that movie or documentary, The Song Remains the Same.
Yeah.
And that by the time they had released that documentary, rock music had moved forward so much in terms of like a stage show and all that stuff that they released this movie and people were like, damn, this band's really boring.
Yes.
Because they just kind of went up there and it was sparse, you know, it was just them and some spotlights and music, which sounds awesome, actually. But
one of the best concerts I ever went to was Pink Floyd, and they had an album called Animals, and they had these floating animals in there.
The pig is coming at us.
I just remember that one of the first real stage shows, Jagger, when I saw the Stones in the early 70s, that's when Jagger was wearing the Philadelphia Eagles jersey. I think it was number 21, John Shara. And there was a phallic symbol that came out of the stage.
Yeah, yeah. I found the picture already.
Yeah. So I saw them. And then I watched. So that year I saw The Who and The Stones. And The Who put on an unbelievable show. And Pete Townshend was everything I thought he was going to be on guitar. But when I saw The Stones, it was like there was a stage presence there about that. And Zeppelin never had that. And then all of a sudden things changed. I saw Bowie. When Bowie was out there with his white suit on. So I miss Ziggy Stardust. But he still put on a great show. It was more theatrical, more Broadway feel to it. But, yeah. I mean, Ozzy, all I knew was that he bit off the head of a pigeon or something?
A bat.
was that like a one-time or was that like a nightly occurrence on the tour?
No. You know, here's one. The first real stage show that I ever saw was Alice Cooper.
Welcome to My Nightmare?
Yes. And he had a guillotine. Alice Cooper put on a great show. Like, it had that stage presence that it felt like he really was putting on a Broadway show. Yes, Eden.
So I just Googled Ozzy Osbourne, and this is horrifying. One of the most infamous days of Ozzy Osbourne's career came on March 27th, 1981, when he bit the heads off two white doves during a business meeting with his record label.
That's how you negotiate. That's how you negotiate.
I mean business. Yeah? What are you going to do?
I need an advance.
Now, does he bring the doves in with him? Like, what happens?
Pretty bird.
Yeah, so he's like petting it, like
pretty bird.
And then the dove's going
like a long coat. They're hidden in a long coat.
Yeah, and pulls them out.
A little honey mustard on the side.
Holy smokes!
We said we would get you lunch, Ozzy. What's wrong with you? Jeremy in Wisconsin. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, DP. Happy Friday. Happy Meat Friday. So, sporting the Aaron Shrug shirt this morning. Mm. Very much looking forward to getting my ayahuasca shirt over the weekend.
Nice.
You know, I was going to share a story about Ozzy, but you started talking about, you know, all the other bands, and it reminded me of another story. So I had your DP Led Zeppelin t-shirt on not too long ago, and I kind of had this stoner guy come up to me and be like, oh, great band, man. They're really awesome. And I'm like, what, Dan and the Danettes? But, you know, assumed that he certainly meant Led Zeppelin. But I do have two requests. So one is, you know, I have an arrangement with my wife to take some time away from buying merchandise because I spend so much money. So I was wondering if you could, if I do have another request, is a cookbook. So I sent that on Twitter to Paulie and the fellas last night. I think that'd be a great idea as well to get all of your Friday Meat Friday favorites.
Okay. All of the recipes that we have are located on Traeger's website. But I can talk to Tyler. Maybe we could piece them all together and give you a cookbook of an entire year of Meat Friday. Yes, Eden.
From Tyler.
Yeah.
It'll be Tyler's cookbook.
Well, Tyler's the one who makes them, but he takes the recipes off of Traeger's website there. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What's going on? It's funny that you guys are talking about that. I just talked to Tyler, and I said, he used the word chef before your name, man. He says, it's a reach. I said, dude, you put in work around there every Friday. I tune in, if nothing else, for me Friday. Listen, the way you guys ended the show yesterday was so unfair, I cried. Oh, my God, the lady getting hit with the fireball. You guys are just, oh, my goodness, that was the funniest thing, dude. Listen, I promise you, that was just downright funny. I have a question for you, Dan. Now that we're starting football season, what would be worse if Alabama doesn't make the Final Four or the Buffalo Bills don't make the Super Bowl? Because right now, everybody is crowning them Super Bowl champs, getting the parade route ready and everything, man. And you guys keep messing around, you're going to get an Emmy for comedy, man.
Yeah, but, you know, and thank you, Jeff. I mean, nothing against Alabama, and Saban's a frequent guest, but, you know, college football, having another school in there aside from Alabama, I'm fine with that. I mean, I can live without Buffalo being in the Super Bowl, but do I want it for content? Absolutely. It's a great story, but it's such a long season. When you realize that if you take each week as a chapter in a book, and I said, this book is 17 chapters long, you're going, man, that's a long book. I mean, that's put all the Harry Potter books together. I mean, that's what you have with this entire season. The highs and lows, the ups and downs. Somebody gets hurt. You know, you catch an opponent at the right time. There's so much luck that goes into this. Then you get into the postseason. Same way. Who's banged up? You have home field advantage. Do you catch somebody at the right time? I mean, nobody saw the Bengals last year. Nobody. But that's the beauty of sport, that when you have that team that figures it out, and then we eventually figure out that they've figured it out. That's what you saw with the Cincinnati Bengals. And you'll see this with teams every year. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, you don't want to play them now. I always loved the team that didn't win their division, had to struggle to get into the playoffs because they had been in playoff mode for maybe 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks. Like, you're just struggling to get in. And that's what I always loved, because that team is dangerous when you get that first round bye and then you go into the playoffs and you got a team that's been, you know, every game has been their playoff, the end of their season. I love that. But that's what happens every single year, where you're surprised. You go, man, I didn't see that one coming. Yeah, Paul.
The two Eli Manning Super Bowl teams, their regular season records were 10-6 and 9-7. Mm-hmm. They made it in the playoffs by one game.
Yes, Tom.
Which would surprise you more, Bills or Alabama not getting, being one of the last final four teams standing? Which I think Jeff may have been asking, I'm not sure.
Final four teams.
Right. As far as the final four teams, which would shock you more, Alabama's not in the final four teams or the Bills?
So the Bills don't go to the AFC title game.
Correct.
I would just, you know, there's only a few great teams in college football. And I would think Alabama not being one of the top four teams, I would be surprised at that. Buffalo, I mean, we saw last year, they're 13 seconds away. But it's what happens, crazy things happen. Coin toss. Like your season comes down to a coin toss. All right, let me take a break. We got our play of the day up next here. Business owners, are you feeling boxed in by the pressures of running your business? I only have 11 people to look after. Managing remote workforces, keeping up with changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring and retaining top talent, handling payroll, the list goes on and on and on. You're just trying to run your business, keep your employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They have over 30 years of HR experience. Let them do the work for you. They've developed a people strategy that supports your business strategy. Strategy, focusing on the health of your organization. What if I told you HR strategy included access to better benefits? That will help you keep your employees and attract new ones. How about this? And I love this. Offering training for your employees to increase their skills so they become more valuable, more productive. There's always going to be challenges, but Insperity is ready to help you move past those obstacles by providing HR solutions you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
The play of the day.
Leonard looks like Donner.
Playing and playing. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Gets a snap. Pocket collapsing. Gets out of pressure. Runs to his right. Throws it downfield looking for Diggs. Diggs stops and he makes the catch and he's in the end zone. Touchdown Buffalo. Stephon Diggs adjusted as the ball was hung up high by Josh Allen. He was under heavy pressure. Diggs virtually stopped at the 2-yard line, made the catch and fell into the end zone.
Stephon Diggs, play of the day, courtesy of WGR, Bills Radio Network. He has five catches of at least 50 yards since joining the Bills in 2020. Over that span, only Ja'Marr Chase, with six, has more. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Traeger. Traeger can tackle everything from hamburgers, hot dogs, to slow smoked brisket, even dessert and cocktails, thanks to the 6-in-1 versatility and the Wi-Fi technology. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show. Sunday night, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers head to Dallas, take on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys Sunday night, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Tom Brady was talking about, or at least asked about, is this your last season? Here is Tom yesterday.
You're 45. You're not under contract for next year. Do the thoughts ever creep in, Tom? This might be my last time around. How do you keep those thoughts out of your head?
I think we're all getting one day older at a time. So, you know, we're all not sure whether we're going to be here next year or not. You know, if this is a reality for every player, every coach, every parent, you know, you just never know. So we should all take advantage of the opportunity that we have, which is the one we have in front of us now.
Yeah, that's an answer, but not really an answer. And Tom's been asked this question many, many times, many, many different ways. And now with what's happened this offseason with him, you know, the added importance of, is he going to play? Does he want to play? Can he play another season? Should he play another season? That's another aspect of this. And also, when you retire and you go into broadcasting, so Tom's going to go from 6 months, 7 months, where he's all in, it's all football. Now you go from that to being a broadcaster. Well, Tom's going to have to put in 4 days. Now you say, well, it's not the same as playing football. It's 4 days where you could be away from home. That's, you know, factor that in. You got home games. So half your season, you're at home. When you're a broadcaster, how many Tampa games is Tom going to be covering? One? Two? You got playoffs. You got the Super Bowl. You got other commitments to Fox for that 10-year deal. Now, he's not going to get hurt doing that like he would with football, but I just wonder, you want to commit again? You want to play another season again? And I think it all hinges on how successful he is this year. Tough to walk away with the numbers he put up last year. And they had the Rams on the ropes. So he's probably looking at this saying, we're really, really close. And if you're that close, you want to win another championship. But given what has happened off the field with him last month, boy, that commitment to making, you know, coming back for another year takes on a whole different added significance here. All right, update the poll results, Seton.
Dan, last night, were the Rams bad or the Bills great? 62% of the audience say the Bills were great.
Okay.
Still almost 40% say the Rams are bad, though.
A lot of people on social media wanted to know, Odell Beckham's on the sidelines. Why isn't he playing? Well, he had surgery in the Super Bowl. He's not ready to come back and play. He's a free agent as well. He did joke that the team that won last night would be the team that would be in the running for his services. So if you're a Rams fan, surprised OBJ didn't get on the team charter and go back to Buffalo.
He's in Rams colors, though.
Yes, he was. Well, they gave him the Lombardi trophy to hold up. That would have been awkward if he had, you know, Buffalo Bills colors there. But, yeah, he's still injured. And he's talked about, you know, does he stay with Cooper Kupp? They still have his locker there. Or does he go to, with Buffalo and Stephon Diggs and Gabriel Davis? Yes, Paul.
He did some good work there last year. It's almost like he kind of resuscitated his career. There wasn't a lot of drama. He looked great in the playoffs. The whole playoffs, he was really strong.
Yeah.
That team makes so much sense for him.
Well, you're going to look at this when it comes down to business opportunities as well. Now, I don't want to get into, do you want to live in Buffalo? Do you want to live in L.A.? But, you know, you have to factor that in for somebody who is, what, 29, 30 years of age? Do you want to live in Los Angeles? You want to live in Buffalo? You want to have opportunities? Same thing with LeBron. You know, he's got business opportunities in Los Angeles. He gets to play basketball, but he still gets to live in Los Angeles. OBJ, you get to play for a team that won the Super Bowl, stay in Los Angeles. Seems to make the most sense. I don't know if it comes down to money, but, you know, you got Allen Robinson, you got you got Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, and it's a team in a city that you know. Two more hours coming up on this Meat Friday. One more item as we close out hour one. Of course, we're dedicating this show to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, the 9/11 anniversary coming up on Sunday. Henderson Police Master Patrol Officer Spencer Bristol joined the department after serving in the U.S. Navy. After Officer Bristol's tragic death in the line of duty, Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home. Tunnel to Towers Foundation has a 5K run and walk in New York City. It's a signature event, and it's inspired about 80 other runs and walks and climbs around our nation. The annual 5K run and walk in Hendersonville, Tennessee, that community means a lot to the foundation. Now, proceeds from the events, as well as dozens of golf outings and barbecues across the country, support the foundation's programs. And you can help. Maybe you can start one of these runs or walks. Tunnel to Towers, on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to T2T.org. That's the letter T, number two, letter T.org. Thank you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.